Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always, and I'm very excited about having our good friend Ed Abel back on the show. Ed is the founder of Abel Business Institute. He's also the guy who created the Skillpreneur Business Alliance, and he's the guy who's out there talking to small business owners just like you and me, helping them make sure that they think more like an executive and a little bit less like a manager, at least some more as an executive and less like less time, I should say, as a manager. And he's our good friend Ed Abel. Welcome back to the show.
Great to be here again, Jim.
It's good to have you back as always, Ed. One of the things that I want to talk to you about, or you talk with us about today, is the difference between a big business and a little business, a small business and a big business. Big businesses they've got a formula that works for them. It doesn't work. The broad formula doesn't work for a small business, but it works for them. But there are some things that a big business does that we could learn some lessons from, and one of them is human resources. Big businesses, because they have so much capital, they do a more professional job of finding and weeding out and hiring the people that are just right for them, don't they?
Well, they try to. But, you know, when you say that, the thing that comes to my mind is they also have more time.
Right.
As business owners.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're challenged by, I need it, and I need it now. And because we lack a lot of planning and timing, because our time is somewhat spread out, and so it's spread thin,
right,
we wind up making these rash decisions quickly to hire someone because of fear.
But part of, and I agree with you, fear and pressure, and
yep,
when we lose an employee, that half of that job usually winds up back on us, and we've already got too much to do. But I agree with that. But I think in some ways, though, Ed, I think that becomes an excuse for small businesses. And
well, it is an excuse.
And we've got to try to be more professional. And if a big company does 50 things that are professional steps in finding and hiring and bringing a new person on board, I'd be happy if most small business owners would just do 5 of those.
Jim, I think the biggest problem is, and we talk about this often when we talk, is, you know, small business owners aren't trained in being in business. They're trained in their skill set of what they're doing in business. And so if you took the average small business owner, they don't even know what those 50 steps are.
But Ed, there are things that they can learn. And I'm not great at this either. I mean, my company, we're not professional HR people either. But there are things that we have learned over the last 20 years that's helped us get a little bit better at it. And that's all I'm saying is I'm not trying to get them to be professionals. I'm trying to get them to just be a little more professional.
Yeah, and I'm trying, in the same focus, I'm trying to educate small business owners on the things that they should be doing when, in this case, hiring. So, for instance, I would bet you most people listening to today's show don't have a list of the criteria that they're even looking at for the hiring, meaning if you really ask them, show me the job description and then show me the job responsibilities, they will not be able to produce that.
Probably not both of them. They probably have no in their head what they want, but they haven't written it down. I think you're right. I think they need to write those things down.
And then you have to look at also a sign of what are you willing to give on and what are non-negotiables?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what is it like, you know, we were talking, the earlier guest,
Jane Paul.
Jane. you know, she was talking about, you know, in this case, the value of 800 people on Facebook versus, oh my God, am I getting someone who's, you know, a communication junkie? But yet, is that person skilled for what we're looking for? You know, do they have the skill set? And this keeps coming back time and time again to small business owners. Because of our reflexive nature, we our reflex is to, you know, hire the next body. We don't look at certain things. And one of the things I tell clients all the time is you cannot hire and train maturity.
That's
you could
right.
hire and train skill.
Yeah. Attitude is also a big deal. But the main thing, folks,
maturity, attitude,
small business owners,
in.
Be sure to take the time. Take a little time. Even if it hurts a little bit, take a little more time. Go through a few of the basic fundamental professional steps of hiring an employee like the big companies do. When we come back, more on this. Stay with us. So I don't have to
dream alone. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.